We are taught at an early age about how sharing and giving is a good thing to do. The act of giving of yourself results in adding to the life of another. There is a way to take that life lesson even a step further. When you become an organ or tissue donor, you don't simply add to the life of another, you save the life of another, or many more, actually. Surprisingly, even though 95% of people believe that being an organ donor is a great idea, only 40% have actually signed up to be a donor. My next guest is here to talk about organ and tissue donating, along with the new and very easy way to become a donor. She's the Vice President and Chief Administrative Officer of the New Jersey Sharing Network, Elise Glennon. Thanks for being here, Elise.
And good morning, Chris. How are you?
Thanks for being here. It's njsharingnetwork.org, and we'll get into the where's and the what's and the how's and details about organ donation. But first things first, Elise, as I said in the introduction, it can't be made any – I mean, it was already convenient if you have a driver's license or state ID card, you become an organ donor in New Jersey. But now you can do it electronically without even leaving your house through a new app that Apple has developed.
Yes, yes. The app is going to be available this fall, so it's not quite ready yet, but we are just thrilled that Apple has come forward in this strong support for organ and tissue donation.
So how does the app work? Or how is it going to work?
Right now, on your iPhone in your health ID, you can indicate that you would like to be an organ donor. However, in the current scenario, that information does not get sent anywhere. Come the fall, when you choose organ donor in your health ID app, with one or two more questions, that information will be transmitted into the National Donate Life America donor registry. And organ procurement organizations like the Sharing Network will have access to that information at the time of your passing.
This was something I was reading up about this, that Apple CEO Tim Cook was looking back at when Steve Jobs was in need of a liver transplant. I think it was back in 2009 or 2010, that, you know, this actually burst one of the myths, too, about organ donation, too, at least, that even if you're rich, it doesn't put you to the front of the line because Steve Jobs had to go on the list just like everyone else did.
Yes, absolutely. The United Network on Organ Sharing manages the national waiting list, and there is no preference given to someone for their wealth or any other characteristic. It's all based on the time on the waiting list, the health status of the patient, even when it comes to someone like Steve Jobs.
Now, when it comes to New Jersey and organ and tissue donation, well, let's get into the foundation. What are some of the things or that a person can designate as what they are going to be a donor for?
Well, in New Jersey, when you sign up on our registry, you are consenting to donate all organs and tissues. So that would be your heart, liver, kidneys, lungs, pancreas, and intestines, as well as skin, bone, and cornea.
Is it possible to designate that I want to be a heart donor, or is it I am a donor and whatever needs are there at the time, that's what will be cultivated?
When you register on your driver's license in New Jersey, it is just all in, so to speak.
Okay.
The new National Donate Life America registry, which is the one that Apple is connecting to, Apple is not connecting to local motor vehicles, it's connecting to the national registry. When you sign up there, you are registering for all organs and tissues. However, there's an opportunity to go back into your registration and make any other specific designations. But I have to say, Americans are very generous, and we have very rarely seen anyone reduce their wish beyond kind of saving anyone with whatever is viable.
And we've heard the stories certainly on the newscasts and other outlets when a child, for example, is a recipient of a donated organ, and it's a lifesaver. I mean, that's the thing, too, when you are I referred to that in the introduction as well, Elise, that when you are a donor, you're not just donating to save one life. It's going to be multiple lives.
Yes, absolutely. One donor can save up to 8 lives through organ donation and tissue donation, that is skin, bone, and cornea. That can help 50 to 75 people over a couple of years' time. Organ donation, of course, happens right at the time of death. There's an urgency around that to get the organ transplanted right away before it loses function. But skin and bone, they do get processed to use for a variety of things over the course of the next couple of years after someone's death. So, yes, one person can save and enhance the lives of over 50 people.
Talking with Elise Glennon, who is the Vice President and Chief Administrative Officer of the New Jersey Sharing Network. The website njsharingnetwork.org is their website. You'll learn more information about becoming an organ tissue donor. And also come fall, through an Apple app, you can become a member of the donating list as well. Follow more details of that as well at njsharingnetwork.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And along with being easy and even easier now when with the upcoming Apple app, being an organ and tissue donor, there was no cost to that.
Absolutely. There's never been a cost to it, but this, the Apple app, what's so significant about it is that with one click of a button on your iPhone, and people are so into kind of putting that information in their iPhone, it's just going to be so accessible for someone. Right now, even though we do have the electronic website to register, there's so many fields that you have to fill out. It still only takes about a minute, but with the Apple app on one button, to do that will be remarkable. It's a game changer for us for sure. And just the notion that a company like Apple would be behind organ donation speaks volumes to the power of it all.
Is there an age limitation for being a donor, too young, too old, or is it anyone and everyone?
Anyone can be a donor. Age is not a rule out. What we say is if you would like to be a donor, please register and give that decision to the medical professionals at the time of death. Now, the official legal registration age is 18, so if we are presented with a death under 18 years old, the child's parents would make that decision for them.
And when you look at, you were saying how generous, I mean, you gave the stat earlier, 95% think it's a great idea, but the participation rate of organ donation is in parallel with the approval of it. But that being said, how successful is the organ donation program in New Jersey as far as activity and participation is concerned? How was the more recent years versus previous years?
Mm-hmm. Last year, we had a 37% increase in organ transplants. And I want to make a point of clarification. While 40% of people are registered organ donors in this country, there is a different number to consider at the bedside consent. In New Jersey, about 65% of the time, families say yes at the bedside upon death when they know that their loved one's legacy can live on. So people are much more generous than the registry numbers show. We do, like I said, we had a 65% consent rate last year, 37% increase over the prior year in the number of organs transplanted. Last year, 531 lives were saved through the generosity of those donors.
So certainly you listening, you have many different paths already in place to become an organ and tissue donor, and now come this fall with an Apple app becomes one more tool for you to make a difference. You always think too many people dismiss themselves, take them out of the equation. Well, I know it's something that's needed, but what difference could I make? We just heard from Elise Glendon from the New Jersey Sharing Network Foundation how you indeed can make a significant life-preserving, not just life-changing, a life-preserving difference through organ and tissue donation. Learn more about it. Sit down, talk with your family about it, your religious leader, if you choose to do that as well, and come to an understanding of how there is a need and how the process is as, this might sound too mechanical, as user-friendly as it possibly can be. Learn more at njsharingnetwork.org. We've been joined by their Vice President and Chief Administrative Officer, Elise Glendon. Elise, thanks so much for helping us get a better understanding of organ tissue donation, the need, and the process. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for the opportunity.